Welcome back to the Captain's Run. Make sure to text in 0457 736 736. Before we get into it, Fatty Vorton is up to his old tricks. And we have some audio here that we would just like to set the tone for the podcast today.
Have you got a plan for Jordan Thurston today? That's a J-up. All right, thanks, Wayne.
Thanks. See ya.
Back to you, someone.
Oh, he's the best.
Oh, mate, he is the best. He is the best. So that was Sunday at the Dolphins Cowboys game, of course. If you remember back, it was just a little joke with Wayne when he interviewed Wayne last year when they were taking on Penrith, and he was unaware that Nathan Cleary wasn't playing.
Yeah.
And he asked him in the pre-game interview, he said, "What's the plan for Nathan Cleary?" And Wayne turned around and just said, "Mate, he's not playing." Yeah, so the great man, great preparation, always knows what's going on. But that was a little setup.
Mate, there's certain people that are funny, like their humour is timeless, and Fatty Vorton is that man.
I give a little shout out to the great man, Fatty Vorton?
Oh, of course.
I was actually, I snuck out for just a little hit of golf this morning, and the great man was on a fairway, and I know it's not funny, but he's okay now, so I'm going to have a little bit of a laugh. there was someone playing from behind, right? And he's in the middle of the fairway, and they've actually like absolutely middled this ball, right? And guess where it ended up?
No.
Straight square in the back of the great Paul Vorton.
No.
Oh, so funny. He's probably laid up with an ice pack on his back at the moment, so... Fat man, mate, I hope you're okay. We are calling again for Channel 9 on Thursday night football at the Broncos versus the Rabbitohs. Mate, I hope you're going to be there.
Oh,
I
wow.
I hope I see you there.
You know what? He walked out of the house in the morning and goes, "You know, I'm just going to relax, have a nice relaxing hit down the golf."
Mate. Oh.
Oh, man, that's great stuff.
The great man.
Okay, we got a text here. Boys,
okay.
Not a fan of this short dropout rule, getting a scrum instead of a penalty. All teams are doing now is going short, and it's a lucky dip to see who can bat the ball back. No skill involved, penalising kickers for getting dropout. Now, I don't even think it's a scrum. I think it's just to play the ball 10 metres in from where it lands if it goes out. Either way, there's no punishment. Basically, it's just to play the ball. You don't get a penalty against you. Smithy, would love to hear your thoughts on this, mate.
Yeah, look, when I heard this rule change come out, I must admit, Kempy, I wasn't a fan, and I'm still not a fan. I think it takes away any consequence of a lack of skill, because this is absolutely one of the hardest skills in the game, is to be able to execute a short dropout and get it right on the spot every time. How many times across the weekend, like, do you see one just not go 10 meters and there's no consequence now? You know, so like forever and a day, it's been a penalty in front of the post if you don't get that right. So, you know, now it's just, well, teams just go, well, if we don't get it right, we'll just defend our line. And there's this mindset now in the game that it's harder to attack inside the 20 meter zone than it is from outside the 20 meter zone. So from a defensive point of view, if you don't get your short dropout right, and you're giving a team a play of the ball 10 meters out from your line, you're pretty happy to defend your line. If you understand what I'm saying there. Yeah. I just think that, you know, like if it gets down to, you know, the final 2 minutes in a game, and, you know, it levels a square, or you might be up by one, you know, back in the day, like it's a big call to go for a short dropout to try and get that ball back. You know, if you're not quite confident enough to do it, then you just kick long. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas now, they just go, well, there's no consequence. Just as long as everyone's on side when they kick the ball, if it doesn't go 10, you know, like it's just a play the ball. I'm not a fan of it at all.
I'm not a fan of it at all. And I'm trying to wrap my head around, and you said this off air, is like, what's the kind of thought process behind it? Because if the thought process is we want to make the game as attacking, like friendly as possible, well, you're actually punishing the attacking side for doing the right thing, which is playing good attacking footy, getting down to their end, laying in a grubber, who I would argue behind the dropout, the short dropout, just underneath that for hardest skill in the game, it would be probably rolling it in for a repeat set. It's a tough thing to do. And so, it's not actually promoting attacking footy. All it's really promoting is some sort of spectacle of,
yes,
there is a chance something random will happen.
Yeah.
When what I don't get is, I find, for example, every single dropout that I saw this weekend, I was not excited one bit, did not care. Mm. Whereas watching the Sharkies, watching the Storm defend set after set on their line,
yep,
that is exciting to me. That's rugby league. That's just as much as part of our game as it is Fox flying down the wing for an incredible try.
Yep. No, absolutely, mate. So, yeah, we've seen a few rule changes over the last, what, 3 years now, three seasons, which is starting to go away from, I think, the fabric of our game. So we just need to be careful. You don't want to see a rule change every season moving forward. I really don't. I might just be an old washed up player that just thought that the days of when I was playing footy, that it was the best style of footy going around, but I might be wrong, you know, but I really didn't feel or think that, you know, we needed drastic changes to our game. I thought it was a great product. I thought it was a great sport to watch on TV. I thought it was entertaining already. The best way to let, you know, these players play the game and keep it entertaining is ask the referees to referee the game the way they did in Vegas.
Yeah.
Or the way they do in State of Origins.
Yeah. Or the grand final. You know?
Just put the whistle away, boys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just leave it in your pocket, let the players do their thing and everyone's happy.
Yeah. It's it is super bizarre that when the game is on the biggest stage, the NRL know, because the refs ref it differently. So they
do. So they do, mate.
They're aware
of it. Absolutely. Absolutely they do.
So I don't get the idea of, okay, we know this is the best product.
Yes.
But then weekly we go, no, we're not going to do that. We're actually going to police it quite heavily.
Yes.
Very strange.
Correct.
Okay, got a message here. Hi, Cameron and Denon. Hope my message comes through and is read/covered. For what it's worth, your program and coverage of Rugby League Matters is absolutely knowledgeable and outstanding. Most enjoyable. Keep up the excellent coverage of the greatest game of all. Regards, Condrulius. P.S. Fletch knows me as Finance Con. Wow.
Finance Con.
The Finance Con. He's backing us in.
Great work, Con. Thanks.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Nice
appreciate
text. It. Well done.
Okay, let's quickly... Actually, we'll go to more text and then we'll get the games after. Hey, Smithy and Kempy. Storm also kept Penrith to zero in a 20-0 result, sorry, in 2015, round 13. Another question here. Highlights. Great show. No Xavier Willison for the Broncos again. What is going on there, Kempy? Cheers, JJ.
Yeah, what are you thinking there, mate? Is there an injury as to why he's not playing? Or no, he's playing... He's actually playing reserve grade at the moment, isn't he?
No, yes. So I think he's fit to play. Look, the way I see it, and I've got no insight, this is just outside looking in, it just looks to me like it's a long season. You want him peaking in finals footy. If you can afford to ease him into the year rather than getting him round one, you know, playing 27 rounds, if you can afford to do that, I think it's worth it with a rookie, especially in the forwards. What do you reckon, Smithy?
No, absolutely. I agree with you, but... He is a wonderful young player.
Yeah.
Bit like, he stands at 2 meters tall, I think. Mm. 2 meters. He's only 21. He's 115 kilos, Kempy. Yeah.
Moves well too.
So at some stage, I think Kevy's going to have to unleash him.
The biggest question I have with the bench, and we'll get to it in the game, is, you know, on the weekend, last time when we played the Roosters, it was a huge disruption to our rotation when Piakora went off. And we put Paddy out. And what I am surprised at is we don't have an edge back rower on the bench as it stands when I feel like that is kind of needed. But we're going to head to a break. After the break, we've got plenty more rugby league talk about. We've got Canberra defeating the Knights. Later on the show, we've got the great Scotty Drinkwater plus Tai Tuivasa joins us for a chat.